I'm just expecting to, you know, to say that the practices are very old-fashioned and out of date, and they have to be changed, and that parents are entitled to their baby's ashes and should be getting them.
And was it a surprise to you to find out that this has actually affected quite a lot of crematoria across Scotland? It's not really been isolated to Edinburgh.
Yeah, I must admit, I didn't realise how big a thing this was going to be. You know, first of all, obviously, I thought it would just be Morton Hall. But yeah, it was quite a shock to realise that it is certainly throughout Scotland.
And so it's something that definitely needs to be changed, you know, practices across all of these crematoria, because it's obviously not been done correctly the way it's done just now.
Yeah, totally. I mean, I think it's been a very old-fashioned practice that's just never been changed. And I think it should have been changed a long time ago. And I'm quite confident the government will put in place changes that this can never happen again.
Well, that's it, because obviously it doesn't change what's happened to the parents, but at least you can be a bit more sort of comfortable in the knowledge that it won't happen again to MDLs.
I think that gives me comfort personally that this won't happen again, and, you know, nobody will have to go through this.
I can put it into words. What sort of impact has this had on yourself and your family?
It's been a huge impact, to be honest. I mean, you know, even took your grieving right back to the beginning. And yeah, there was anger, there was, you know, lots of different emotions. But now I feel I have to move on, move forward and start to heal. And the thing that is helping me through that is knowing that the government and the council have taken everything very seriously and are changing practices.